X-ray Bravo. KY4, QM. KO4, Papa X-ray Bravo. KY4, QM. 4QM, I just want to put out a general broadcast. If you speak with KO4, Papa X-ray Bravo, and he's trying to give you life, whatever, he's not qualified to squat. So go on your own, do your own feeling. Do not listen to KO4, Papa X-ray Bravo. QM radio check.
KY4QM, KO4ZEW.
4QM, copy.
If you want to do that 70 centimeter test, I looked up a Spartanburg repeater. If you want that that information.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure where we're going with that, but I've never talked on that that band, so, but I've got a bunch of into my radio.
I think it's one of the Spartanburg Club repeaters, so you should be able to get to it. I can get to it from my house. If you want to give that a try, it's 442.075. It has a tone-in of CTCSS of 123.
Roger that. You got a 442.079 with a standby 073.
442.075, and the tone-in is 123.
Roger that. I guess I need to program it in, or what? I've not gone here before. I may already be in my radio.
I'm not sure how you would put in a tone on that particular radio, but If you want to give it a try, see if you at least break squelch and get a get a return signal from that repeater. It is a tone in.
The radio on. I don't have the 442.075. I got a bunch of other 442, 441, whatever.
Simplex frequency for 70 centimeter is 446.0. I don't think we're going to get simplex. I'm over here in Greenville near Roper Mountain.
After that, and this is a big pain in the butt, but I've got a bunch of 400s in here, 443, 441, 44, blah, 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 but it's probably not going to work.
Well, the more you mess with the radio, the more you'll figure it out. But you may want to go ahead and write that one down for when you get maybe some software or something to get that radio programmed. They do a net, the Spartanburg Club, Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. So they're, if you just tune to it, you should be able to at least hear their net. But you won't be able to call in unless you enter that 123 tone.
Enter that. Can I read some of these numbers off my radio? I got a whole bunch here, but I thought they were already. But
so if nothing else, if you can't get going on 70 centimeter, you could just at 8:30 tune to that frequency. And if you can see if you can at least receive their net when they hold it at 8:30, it's 8:30 to 8:50. It usually goes pretty quick. But if you can receive it, you might be good to go.
Roger that. That was that 442.075.023, right?
442.075 and a tone-in code of 123.
I'll give it a shot. I'm so far from whatever here. I got about 6 radios in front of me. HF, DISAT, CD, blah, blah, blah. But I'm trying to get them all to work together.
Sounds like a fun weekend project there.
that's affirmative. I got the HF, and I got the Anytone. It's supposed to be a mobile, but I'm using it as a base, tri-whatever. Got a CB here. I got the power plant there. I got a realistic scanner picking up everything, whatever, and about four radios over here charging. It's crazy.
Where are you that you got that set up? Did you inherit all his radios, or are you somewhere that just has this stuff all hooked up laying around?
Nah, negative. I have just been picking them up along the way and trying to build my radio thing here, but I'm still working on antennas to figure out what I need to do, but got all these radios laid out, HTs laid out, scanners laid out, but I'm ready for anything, but I need some antennas. I got that one 2-meter that works great that I'm on right now.
Antennas are going to be your key. So you'll end up trying all kinds of them. But yeah, antennas are going to be really the most important thing, even more than like wattage and cabling and things like that.
Yeah, right after that, I'm sitting in front of all these radios and blah, blah, blah. And we got lots of food here stored away for the apocalypse. But yeah, I just need a couple of good antennas. And this one's good, but I don't know. But I'm standing by.
It sounds like you have 2-meter nailed. And then give that 70 centimeter Spartanburg a try at 8:30 tonight, and that you'll be able to figure out if that J-pole, that copper pipe J-pole, can actually do dual band, and there's your first 2-in-1 right there.
Sounds great. KY4QM, I'm out for now. Gonna go get something to eat, and thanks for talking to me, and I know I butted in on that guy about firearms and stuff, but I gotta say he's less than whatever, but just don't go by what he said.
Now that's something I've got my own collection of, but anyway, yeah, it's a good thing you got that 2-meter working, and just play with it and mostly have fun. So this will be KO4ZEW. I'll be clear.
KY4QM. I'm on the side, and I'm going to go get something to eat. Adios.